This is Snips editor Michael McConnell welcoming you to this month's Snips podcast. Later this month, the International Roofing Expo will take place in Orlando, Florida. And I thought we would ask Lindsay Roberts, director at Dallas-based Hanley Wood Exhibitions, which manages the annual expo, just what's in store. The show takes place February 22nd through 24th at the Orange County Convention Center. Lindsay, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I really appreciate you talking to us.
Of course.
Are you excited about the show this year? I imagine you are.
Absolutely. Specifically the Roofing Expo, too. This crowd has an amazing energy. They truly love being at the show. They love seeing each other. They love networking. They like seeing the new products. So not only is this a good, strong, solid show, but it's a really nice group to be around. And it's also the first time we've been to the Southeast since 2005. So I think we'll see some new faces and kind of a new buzz given that Southeast market.
You have been to Orlando at least a couple times, haven't you?
We have. The last time we were there, though, was in 2005. So the show was in Las Vegas and kind of the West Coast for 4 years after that, 2006 through 2009. And then we got to New Orleans 1 year, then back to Vegas. But Orlando, it's been a while, so we're excited.
Okay. Are you expecting a pretty good crowd? Have you heard good feedback?
We are. We're expecting a really solid crowd. We actually got really lucky. Our 2011 event in New Orleans had a 20% increase in attendance over the year before, which has pretty much been unheard of in the trade show industry, especially any shows in the building and construction industry. So really solid numbers last year, which made me a little bit nervous about pulling those numbers off again in 2012 in Orlando. But our registration conference tracking is right on pace, and the show floor and company count are actually larger already than where we finished off last year. So we're feeling good all around.
That is very good to hear. That kind of ties into my next question. How is the roofing industry in general doing these days, and the expo in particular, considering that the recession is lingering for a lot of segments of the construction industry?
Obviously, the building construction industry has been ugly, and that's to put it mildly, the
sure.
last couple of years. Fortunately, I think our show fared better than the economy and industry overall. It is one of the largest industry shows, so that gives us a leg up already. We've got a built-in audience, and some of the top roofing contractors out there, even when business gets tough, they tend to still go to industry events. They know they have to get out there, learn more, see more in order to keep up. So we fared okay. We also have a commercial segment, obviously, of the show as well, so that's helped a little bit. If we were primarily focused in the residential side, it could have hurt a little bit more, but I think 2008 was probably the high year for the Roofing Expo, and the 9 is kind of when we felt it, the beginning of 2009, but the show was larger in 10, then larger in 11, and now larger in 12. So we've seen 3 years of growth for our show. So kind of slowly but surely, I think we're building it back up.
That's pretty good, because I know a lot of shows are still struggling with down attendance for the last 5 years or so.
It is. So again, I just think there's something about this crowd in particular. The show has fared better than some of the other Hanley Wood trade shows. So they're pretty serious about this event. If they can take the time off, if they can take the resources and spend the money to go to the show, they see it as a future investment. So we've been really lucky with this crowd that they've continued to support it, both the attendees and the exhibitors. And we definitely appreciate it.
Tell me what visitors can expect to see this year that perhaps you're excited about or think they'll be excited about, I guess I should say.
Oh my gosh, I think this show has a ton to offer. Obviously, an awesome trade show floor, almost 100,000 square feet of exhibit space, over 400 companies, so lots of new products to see. I also think our educational program is probably hands down one of the best in the industry. We also have a really high percentage of the overall audience that goes through that conference program. So this industry really values education and sees the reason to invest in it. We've got a lot of cool things going on the show floor. We've got demos. We've got exhibitor product clinics. We have a technology and business service pavilion. We've got demos going on the show floor. We have sustainability pavilion with demos. We've got a product showcase. We've got an opening keynote address with Kyle Petty and the whole NASCAR theme rolled into that, including a simulator on the show floor, which will be really cool. People can pop in there and test drive that. And then the welcome reception at Universal City Walk. So literally, you would not run out of things to do if you're in town in Orlando for those 3 days. There's a lot packed into that week. So we're excited.
Great. You mentioned the educational seminars. I know every time I go to your show, that's one thing I always spend a lot of time doing is reporting on those sessions so I have something to my readers to learn about if they weren't able to go to your show. What are some of the new topics you're going to be talking about this year, or the sessions you're going to be talking about?
Oh my gosh, we've got a lot. So just to go through a list quickly of some of the highlights I like, fall protection, and that's kind of been a hot one we've heard about. A hearing at the show as well. So I'm not sure if you've heard of this gentleman, but he's the OSHA regional director. His name's Les Grove. He was the one who led the investigation of SeaWorld after the death of that trainer in 2010. So he's very, very familiar with these standards, and he's going to be presenting at the show as well. So a lot of stuff going on in that educational program.
That sounds very interesting, especially that gentleman. Of course, I knew all about that SeaWorld case. This was something that involved that he would come to your show and talk about things quite different than SeaWorld, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a recent addition. I think we heard about that probably about 2 months ago. But we've heard a lot on OSHA and fall protection and safety requirements. That seems to be definitely something that's going to continue, you know, coming down the pike.
I'm sure. Safety regulations never really stop, so. Now, SNPs, my readers, are primarily HVAC and sheet metal contractors. And so those of them that are involved in roofing are mostly metal roofing contractors because they use a lot of the same equipment to make the metal roofing panels that they would use to make ductwork. Do you guys have a lot of interest to metal roofing contractors this year?
You know, we do. And this happened, I think it was a couple of years ago. We kept hearing more and more about the need for exhibitors that supply those products and metal in general. So we created an area of the show floor called the Metal Marketplace. And we have enough interest from exhibitors that we can have an entire pavilion dedicated to that. So lots of exhibitors showcasing all sorts of products in that area. So that also makes it easy for attendees who, if they want to focus on that specifically at the show, there's one area on the show floor dedicated to that. So we can give you company names and all of that fun stuff, but there should be a lot for them to see at the show.
I know that's where I'll be spending a lot of my time then, for sure.
Perfect.
If someone has never been to the Roofing Expo before, why should they make this year the year they attend?
You know, I'm biased. We do these trade shows, and I don't think there's anything better than getting to see either your peers or people you buy product from face-to-face. So just taking your business to the next level and getting out there and seeing what the new products are, seeing what the trends are, educating yourself. Those are huge. And then overall, networking right now, I think, has become a lot more critical to trade shows than it was in the past, especially the attendees, any of those companies that are struggling right now. If they just get a chance to be around their peers and to talk about ongoing issues or things they're battling on a daily basis, to get feedback, to feel like you're not alone, and to get ideas and support from other peers is absolutely critical. So the big things, I think, for trade shows that people just need to remember is having those face-to-face conversations with people you buy product from, face-to-face conversations with your peers, and then seeing new products and trying out the education.
Lindsay, anything else you wanted to mention about the show?
I don't think so. We're excited about the 2011 show. Again, being in the Southeast is huge. That tends to bring out new faces and people from a region that we haven't been to in a while. So show floor is larger. Attendance is looking good. We're just excited to get down to Orlando and see this thing unfold.
Well, I'll be there.
Wonderful.
Thanks so much for talking to us today.
You're welcome.
For more information on the Roofing Expo, go to www.theroofingexpo.com. Thanks for listening to this SNPs podcast. Remember that you can go to www.snipsmag.com to read our Expo coverage and other articles from SNPs, as well as view videos and exclusive online content. I'm SNPs editor Michael McConnell. We'll see you next time. Thanks.